Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The reason why I say a year is because I too have done many things that I thought, oh, I really want to do this. And my why wasn't clear to me. It wasn't strong enough. Maybe I was just trying to make money. Maybe I was just exploring different things. But I couldn't stick with these things for more than a year or even close to a year because I realized the reason that I was doing it wasn't strong enough to make me keep going that long, whether or not I saw results. So life had to life and send you a painful experience of betrayal or envy or them talking about you or them backstabbing you or them doing something because the peaceful life you're working on cannot be sustained with toxic people. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the show. I'm your host, Sensi, and on this podcast, we talk about taking accountability of your life to become the best version of yourself. Now, today's episode was requested by one of you. You know who you are. And it is about feeling like you want to quit / give up. Or, you know, just having the urge to quit. And for the purpose of this episode, when I talk about quitting, that also includes starting to make a plan B because you are losing faith in your plan A. Now, I am very familiar with this feeling. I feel like we all are, to be honest. And at this point, it's just normal. Like at this point, I have accepted it to just be part of life because I have felt that with, like, honestly, just about every single thing I have done or tried, including this podcast. I will say that I'm not quitting podcasting. I am not giving up. I'm just saying, like, every time you do something, there will always be a point where things just get very hard, things just get rough, and you are going to want to give up. So that's pretty much what I'm going to be talking about in today's episode. I'm going to try to pull from my experiences as per usual, so it doesn't just feel like I'm talking at you and you can clearly see where I'm coming from. Now, I feel like we see a lot of stuff on the internet about people doing things and successful people and hitting all these goals and stuff. And I feel like people graze over how hard getting to that point actually was. Because every time you see somebody and you're inspired by somebody, you say, okay, you use that person as a distant mentor and you start like learning from them and you start working on whatever it is you're working on. And then life starts lifing and then things just start going south. And then you really start to get a taste for exactly what it takes to get to whatever it is that you are working on. And I feel like people really graze over the struggles and the hardships that they have had on their journey to success, whatever that means, or accomplishing whatever it is that they have are now reaping the benefits of. So I want to offer a different perspective and just be very honest about times that I have felt like giving up and like what actually got me through it. So let's do that, shall we? Okay, so in my life, in me trying to pursue many things, there have been many times where I felt like I wanted to quit, and it was mainly around the times where life started taking a nosedive, basically. And what I mean by that is when you start doing something, there will be times when you lose people that you are really close to, people you thought you will never lose. There will be times when people you hoped would have supported you turn against you or start envying you or start talking behind your back and stuff like that. And you're going to lose people along the way. And a lot of the people that you expected to clap for you are not going to clap for you. And you have to deal with these things behind closed doors. And whatever it is you're working on, I don't care what it is, I don't care how big or how small, when life starts to life, when you start experiencing these things, it's going to like sidetrack you and really distract you and take you out of focus. And all of these things is like literally the devil trying to deter you, honestly, because I feel like the closer you get to something, and that's based on my experience, the closer you get to achieving whatever goal it is that you are working on, you will literally just start getting hit from every single direction. And it's literally all intended to make you want to give up because you are closer than you think. So let me give you a practical example. When I was blogging back in the day, back in college, this was way before my podcast, way before I had the idea of a podcast. This was like 2018, 2019. Yeah, 2018, 2019, 2020, years ago. I started, and here's the thing, it's not just life. There's life will come and knock you upside the head with just like life stuff, stuff outside of what you're doing, like family, friends, relationships, things that really mess with your emotions. But then there's also going to be a period where things look like it's just not working out in your favor. Like all of the hard work you are putting towards something is just not, like nothing is coming to fruition. And I experienced that when I was blogging because I blogged for about 2 or 3 years. But my first year, I made 4 cents blogging. Like for the whole year, I made 4 cents in Google Ads. And because I couldn't figure out how to like monetize the blog or anything like that. And blogging may look easy, but it's not. It's a lot. It's hours. If you want to have like a successful blog, there's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot you have to learn on the back end. Just like pretty much everything, people always make stuff looks easy, but on the back end, it's harder than you think. But I was putting in hours of work every single day after class on weekends. I worked on my blog nonstop, and for the whole first year, I made 4 cents. 4 cents. Nothing happened. I was like the only person reading it, and I wanted to give up because I was like, why am I spending so much time doing all of that and nothing is working out? And I finally invested to learn how to do something and how to make money, and then it started working and all of that, and I made like significantly more money with it. But the most money I've made on the blog was about 2 years after I started, and I didn't see traction until like 18 months in. 18 months is a long time to be doing something, barely seeing any results. And the truth is, a lot of us, especially myself, we are so used to instant gratification now and comparing our day one to people's year 10. And it makes us feel like we are not doing anything and nothing is working and like maybe we should just give up. It makes you want to quit. But something I have realized in hindsight with my experience blogging and other stuff that I have tried is in terms of like on the topic of putting in work and not seeing any results, one thing I have realized is that you're most likely not going to see like major results immediately. Like the whole overnight success thing is almost like a fallacy. Like when you see people become overnight successes, it's usually because of the years that they have worked prior and the foundation they laid in the years that they were hidden and they were silent and they weren't getting any traction on anything they were doing. Or maybe they were doing something before that that was developing the skills that they needed to do the thing that they're doing now that you see them taking off in. It's usually never an overnight success. People do these things and perfect their crafts for years before they see anything like come into fruition. And then we look at that and we start comparing ourselves to that and feel like, oh, well, I've been doing this for like a whole month and nothing happened. Talk to me after you've done something for an entire year. Talk to me after you've done something for an entire year. You don't want something that bad if you didn't do it for an entire year nonstop without seeing too much progress in all of the work that you're putting in. Talk to me after you've done something for an entire year. Because let me tell you something. In my first year of podcasting, at best, I probably had 20 downloads per episode. At best, I had, about 20 downloads, 30 if I was lucky, but less than 100 downloads per month. And that was like months after I started. Months after I just started, for months, it was like maybe about 5 downloads. And it was people I knew. People I knew who knew I had a podcast, they were the ones listening to it. And I saw that for months. It was like a handful of people listening. And then all of a sudden it went to like 20 people per episode. And I was so happy because, you know, it was growing slowly. But at that point, it's like I was maybe 9 months in and getting like 20 downloads per episode. 9 months, one episode every week. I have never missed an episode since I started on April 4th, 2021. I have never missed an episode every week. 9 months, an average of 4 weeks per month. 9 fours, Lord help me. That's what, 36? That's 36 episodes, 36 weeks. I have been doing this 9 months and 20 people were listening to me. 9 months in, 20 people. And I still kept going. I wanted to quit at that point, but it was like, life was lifing, but I was like, okay, let me just keep going. I didn't even see anything. I haven't even reached 100 people. Let me just keep going. I don't know where I got strength to keep going. I guess it was because I actually enjoyed it. And you have to really ask yourself why you're doing something. And I'll get to that in a second. But 9 months in, 36 weeks, 36 episodes, nonstop, consistent for 9 months, and 20 people were listening to me. About a week or two before my 1 year anniversary podcasting, I had an episode go viral, and then I started to get thousands of downloads, and then my TikTok account grew to like 10,000 followers. But all of that happened a whole year after I started. Like, my podcast is growing now, but I'm in the middle of year two right now. I had to do this consistently without seeing like major results for a whole year. And I say all of this to say, number one, if you're thinking about quitting and you haven't put in at least a year, keep going. It's going to be hard. It's going to feel like this is not going anywhere. Nothing is happening. But if you do something for like over a year, 18 months, and you don't see any type of substantial growth, then we can revisit the conversation. then we can have a different conversation. But if you are not at least 18 months in, if you are not at least a year in, let's not talk about quitting. And I don't say that to gaslight you, because I know life be life in. I say that because I too am guilty of trying to have some type of overnight success and feeling like all of my hard work is going to waste because nothing is happening, but I haven't even done something consistently for a year. The year is not just to say you can't complain before a year. The year is to say, number one, you have been consistent at doing something for 52 weeks, whether or not you saw any results. Number two, you have gotten into the flow of doing something and you are now creating some type of schedule and system, so things are getting easier to encourage you to keep going. And number three, and most importantly, the reason why I say a year is because that is really going to help you weed out what you're doing because you genuinely want to do it and you're passionate about it versus some random idea you had that you're not really serious about pursuing. You just was hoping that you could like make money with it or get a lot of notoriety or like fame or like grow a social media account or something. The reason why I say a year is because I too have done many things that I thought, oh, I really want to do this. And my why wasn't clear to me. It wasn't strong enough. Maybe I was just trying to make money. Maybe I was just exploring different things. But I couldn't stick with these things for more than a year or even close to a year because I realized the reason that I was doing it wasn't strong enough to make me keep going that long, whether or not I saw results. That is why I say a year. The reason why I was still making my podcast episodes when I knew only 20 people was listening, 20 people who I appreciated, was because I saw the opportunity for growth. I saw how it would challenge me to step outside of my comfort zone. I knew that I had a valuable perspective to offer on the things that I wanted to talk about. I knew I could connect with people in some way and share like a unique perspective on a lot of the things you commonly hear people talking about on social media. I knew I could share a vulnerable, more personable perspective that would resonate with people more in the ways that I wish people talked about stuff. So I felt like there was a need for what I was doing. And the most important reason of all is because I literally felt like God gave me this idea, because I would have never thought about making a podcast or doing anything on a platform, because that's just not something I would have normally done back when I started it. But the idea wouldn't go away. And I literally became obsessed. Like, I am literally obsessed with my podcast. I'm obsessed with everything about it, literally. And I know this because I've been doing this for a year. I did it for over a year when I didn't see any results. And now that I've been consistent for over the year, and when I wanted to give up all of those times, and my why clearly reminded me that I need to be doing this. I'm genuinely helping people, regardless of whether or not 20 or 20,000 people are listening. The people who are listening are actually getting value from this. People are messaging me, DMing me, telling me how I'm helping them. Ever since I was younger, when people would ask me what I wanted to do with my life, my answer was, I always just want to help people. I never knew how, I never knew what I wanted to do. I just felt like I just want to help people. So if I'm doing something now and I'm helping people and people actually appreciate what I'm doing, whether it's 20 or 20,000 people, I am doing something that I want to do, that I'm genuinely happy doing. I am obsessed with this. I really like doing this and it's helping me grow. Every time I looked at my why, it was strong enough to help me keep going regardless of what my stats looks like. And that's why I'm still doing it. That's why I would encourage you to do something for a year. Because if you do it for over a year, that means it's something you're genuinely interested in and you definitely need to continue doing it. If you can't do it for over a year, it's probably because it's not something that you're really meant to do long term, or your why for doing it will make you realize that it was probably like financially driven and it wasn't anything that you genuinely saw yourself sticking with long term. Okay, so before we move on, I have a surprise for you. If you don't already know, I do have 4 journals for self-reflection, relationships, your vision, and healing. And they basically come with journal prompts to actually help you get your life together in these areas. And if you think the way I speak is triggering, the journal prompts will also be triggering. You know why? Because I created them. It's not no happy go merry. What is your day like? No, the same way I drag you on this podcast is the same way I drag you with these journal prompts so that you can actually get your life together. So if you're interested, I am now giving 20% off only to my podcast listeners. I do not advertise this anywhere else. You cannot find this anywhere else. This is only for you because you listen to my podcast. So if you're interested, go to secludedthoughts.com/journals and use code STP20. So I would really encourage you to pay attention to the why. Why are you doing what you're doing? There will be many times that you want to quit and you want to give up, but you have to remember why you are doing this. If your why is not strong enough, don't even bother. Don't even bother, because let me tell you something, life will do what life does, and that's knock you upside the head every now and then, okay? And if whatever you're doing is not something you genuinely like that much, when life starts lifing, you're not going to feel like you have any incentive to keep going. But when you're doing stuff that you genuinely care about, you are going to get up no matter what. So I know you hear a lot of people talking about the why and what is your why. I am literally giving you a practical example of why I kept going when I did not see any results until almost a year in. I literally just had one episode go viral that made everything like take off for me. And, you know, make me get like thousands of downloads and followers and all of that. And that happened after a year. And it literally happened in the span of like 2 weeks. Literally within 2 weeks. Like, my podcast is still growing, but like the most growth I've had happened in a span of about a week and a half, literally, after a year of me doing this. So the big break that you're waiting on, it's probably not going to be anything major. It's just going to require you to be consistent for some time. So when you do get some type of recognition and something of yours goes viral, or you get an influx of customers, people can see your track record and see that you've been doing this for a while and you're not some type of one-hit wonder with nothing to offer when people now found you. You have to keep being consistent. And in terms of the mental and emotional tolls that life will take on you in the process, honestly, what I've realized, again, full transparency with my life example, I have realized that when you start doing something, it's not just about the thing you are doing. You are literally, hopefully, in the process of elevating. Whatever it is you think you're working on, it's going to require like a better version of you to get the type of success that you want to get. Now, that better version of you doesn't just come with only working on your business or your hobby or in your job or whatever it is you're trying to build. Whatever that thing is you might be thinking of quitting, you getting to that level of success in you want in that thing is not just based on only working on that thing. You have to actually improve as a person. You have to do like a complete transformation in your life. You have to focus on your personal growth. That's where life and its obstacles come into play. When life sends you all of these things, it's literally to teach you lessons. It's giving you an opportunity to respond in a way that that new, better version of yourself would respond in. Not the way you would, the current you today would respond. For example, let me just be fully transparent. With me, I have a podcast. I have a platform. I'm not like a famous influencer or anything, but I am creating content and putting myself out publicly. I've talked about how petty I used to be. But think about this. If I have some type of situation and I choose to revert to the old me and be petty or be rude or like blow up on somebody and then my platform takes off, it's like I risk my credibility And I risk compromising my character by responding in an immature way when I'm also trying to help people become the best version of themselves. I have to actively work on that. So life is going to send me lessons to make sure that I am not responding in a petty way and I am not responding in a way that would compromise what I am working on. So unfortunately, I have to get these lessons and you have to get these lessons that is going to mold you and shape your character into the type of person that you need to be at that next level for whatever it is you're working on. So I want you to look at the obstacles that life sends your way in that sense. And if it comes down to you losing people, think about it this way. If you're trying to be somebody very successful, you're trying to live a positive life, you're trying to do really well and have a life of peace. If you start losing people, if you start losing people that were close to you that you thought you would never lose, you might be feeling down about that. You might be feeling like you might get distracted because you're hurt and it's justified. You're hurt. You just lost somebody you may have been close to for years that you thought you would never lose. Maybe somebody betrayed you. But you have to realize that life you're working towards, because of the type of person that person was, because of their character, because of the fact that maybe they were not interested in their own growth, your relationship with that person would not have been good for you at that level that you're working towards. So something had to happen to make that person leave your life. Something had to happen to get rid of that person in your life because they would have compromised your character or they would have compromised everything that you are trying to build. So life had to life and send you a painful experience of betrayal or envy or them talking about you or them backstabbing you or them doing something because the peaceful life you're working on cannot be sustained with toxic people. So on your journey, they're working on whatever it is you're working on to try to secure that thing that you're trying to obtain. Life said, okay, I see you working on that. I see where you're going. We have to get rid of this person though, because that person can't go there with you. So we have to do something because they can't come with you. And when the something happens, you take a hit and you get distracted. And then what you're working on takes a back seat because now you're mentally and emotionally affected. And you think it's hard to deal with that personal thing along with the struggles of whatever the thing is you're working on, your business, your hobby, your job, your whatever it is. Now it's hard to work on that when you're not seeing the results you want and you just lost somebody close to you. It's hard. You get distracted. Now you want to quit. But if you just shift your perspective, if you tweak your perspective and you realize that life had to life in that way to prepare you for that next level, it will help you deal with the situation a lot better because now you won't feel like a victim. Now you won't feel like, oh, you know, I have to make all of these sacrifices to get there. Is it really worth it? It's not worth it keeping all of those things and remaining in the same place you are right now that you're not happy with and waking up like 5 years from now in the same spot because you quit because things got hard. Sometimes things get hard because it has to force you to shift perspectives or shift directions or tweak or pivot a little bit. And if things were just going great, you wouldn't have otherwise gotten rid of that person. You wouldn't have otherwise checked that person. You wouldn't have otherwise created boundaries so that certain type of experiences don't happen in your life again. You wouldn't have worked on yourself and gone to therapy to deal with your trauma to stop attracting a certain type of person and having those repeated lessons in your life and those repeated toxic obstacles in your life because that person didn't come in and hurt you. Sometimes some people have to betray you and they have to hurt you and life has to put you in a tragic situation so you can shift gears and you can develop into the type of person you need to become to achieve the things that you're working on with that other thing over here that you're contemplating quitting. So I don't want you to quit because life got hard. It's literally trying to turn you away from something and steer you in the direction that you need to go to help you get what it is you are working towards. It's not going to be easy. It's literally going to kick your ass. Like, I have literally had my ass handed to me time and time again in the process of making this podcast, in the process of when I was blogging, in the process of anything I have tried to do. I have had several distractions. I have had long periods of not seeing anything I'm working on come into fruition. And I had to remind myself, and I don't even know where I got it. It was literally me just saying, you know what, God, I'm just going to blindly trust you because I don't have a choice, because things are not looking up right now. And I just have to believe that there's a good side of whatever it is I'm going through. I just have to believe that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, because if I only focus on the darkness, then I'm just going to suffer. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp, because becoming the best version of yourself probably requires a little bit of therapy. Personally, I have talked about some of the lowest points in my life on this podcast, including almost committing suicide when I was 16 years old, and I wished I had access to a company like BetterHelp to offer licensed therapists that are trained to listen and help you. They make it so convenient to talk to one of their 20,000 therapists in the convenience of your home or anywhere you'd like, because it's all online. You can schedule secure video and phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages, and it's all completely confidential. You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours, and you can always request a new therapist anytime at no additional charge. Plus, there is a special offer for Secluded Thoughts listeners to get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/secluded. That's betterhelp.com/secluded. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. And another thing I want you to keep in mind, and it's going to sound really cliche, but honestly, think about it. If you're working on something and you're not seeing the results, or life is lifing, let's say you quit because it gets hard. What's the alternative? If you quit, there's two things for certain. Number one, there is absolutely no way you will get what you're working on because you literally gave up. You're not going to quit and it's just going to magically fall in your life because God felt sorry for you. No, you 100% eliminated any chance you had of achieving that thing because you decided to quit. Number two, what's the alternative? There have been times when, I'm sure there have been times when you were working on something and life got hard and you quit and life was still hard. So it's like life is going to get hard regardless. It's like just ebbs and flows. There will be seasons of ups and downs. The downs are inevitable. The ups are inevitable. So if you're in a down season and you quit, it's not going to magically get better because you quit. You are literally just going to be living with regret now because you gave up on yourself. So it's literally not worth quitting. I have to remind myself of that. And it's usually a last resort because that's not like the most encouraging thing ever. But I have been at points where I'm like, that was my last resort, to just tell myself, okay, if I quit, then it's literally all for nothing. Everything would be all for nothing. And I'm still going to struggle regardless, but now I have to add regret on top of the struggle. So it's like, if I quit, I know for a fact that it will never happen because I literally gave up. So I have to just keep going and see what happens. And with my podcast, I kept going when it wasn't really growing. And now it's doing a lot better. If you don't quit, I feel like life has no choice but to give you what you're working on, because what's the alternative? God has already seen, or the universe has already seen, you know, whatever you believe in, it's already seen that you are relentless, you are resilient, and you're not going to quit. So now it has no choice but to give you what you want because you are not going to give up. But if you give up, that's it. That's the end of it. Nothing. You're just going to wallow away in self-pity and feel regret on top of the pain, because the pain is not going to go away. That's life. If you quit, there is no chance you will get what you want, because you're not even trying anymore. You gave up. It's not just going to fall in your lap because life felt sorry for you. You have to just keep going. You have to keep going and you have to push through. Like, it's not an option. It's not an option. If your why is strong enough and you genuinely want this, you literally have to keep going. I have to keep telling myself that. I'm like, okay, I'm not seeing the results I want, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, if I give up, what's the alternative? I'll never see the results and now I'll regret it and I'll feel bad. And I have to go back to the same things that I left to try to make this happen for myself. You see what I mean? Like, the thought of quitting is literally just you feeling too overwhelmed with something not working out or dealing with too much pain. But at the end of the day, even if you quit, you will still feel pain. Now you just have 0% chance of getting the thing you want. So that one is more like logical argument versus motivational, but it's just a fact. If you quit, you get nothing. You get nothing, and all of that struggle will be for nothing. So you cannot quit. Think about your why. If it's not strong enough, this could just be something you're doing for a season and it's not that deep. But if your why is strong enough, keep going. Find people who can help you. Surround yourself with people and resources that can help you and just keep going. If you keep going, naturally you will get consistent. You will build systems, you will have a schedule, you will improve, you will get better, you will gain the attention of more people. If you keep going, regardless of how hard it is, you have no choice but to eventually succeed. It has no choice but to eventually get better. It's just like if you're learning to play the piano. When you just start, you're probably going to be trash. But if you keep going, regardless of whatever the results is that you're working towards, you will get better, you will improve your skills, and you will probably get more attention, and people might want you to play for them. Like, it can only get better if you keep going. The downs are inevitable. The struggles are there to shape you. It's there to work on your character in addition to you developing those skills by doing the thing you're doing. But you cannot quit. If you quit, that's it. That's it. Life will still be hard. You will still struggle. You will still have down periods, but now you will just have a lot more regret. So do not quit. I'm saying this to myself too. For all of the times where I get overwhelmed, I start thinking of making a backup plan. Do not quit. Just keep going. If you keep going, it's inevitable that you will get better. It's inevitable that you will get what you want. But the closer you get, the harder life is going to hit you, but you have to keep going. And eventually you will get there. And when I get there, when I get to what I'm working on, I'll be the first to come back and I will make another episode. And we will have a real heart-to-heart conversation about some things. And I want you to DM me and let me know, you know, what your experience has been with anything you've been meaning to quit. And I really want you to reflect on prior times you thought about quitting, but you didn't, and how things eventually worked out for you in the end, because I need you to keep that in mind. If you quit, things will still be hard, but now you will also live with regret. Do not quit. Do not quit. Okay? That is all I have to say this week. I will talk to you next Sunday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.